Please, you may be seated. Peace be unto you. Onyankopo asumdwe enka munyana. Enano penso eye nije. It's a privilege to be here this morning to share the word of God with you. Amen. Shall we pray? King of kings, Lord of lords, we thank you so much for this morning. We thank you, God, for gathering us together to listen to your word. We pray for your visitation. We pray, God, that visit us today. Speak to us. Let us hear what you, Lord, have for your children. I pray that, Lord, use me as a vessel this morning, a vessel of honor to deliver your goods to your people. We bless your name. We thank you, God, that every power that does not belong here, Lord, you will subject it under your authority. Fill us today, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a very nice October day. And I'm sure you are all enjoying a nice New England autumn weather. Hallelujah. Yesu kum na me ne no tu kwe me ne no de a shefi vida. Yesu kum na o chire me kwa. Nemuna Minya Shirapa Nemuna Minya Shirapa Kwemu me Posu. Sare so ne poso me nina o kita me se ma me na jojo o de me recoso. Na watchi onyankopon okita mensem amame nante jojo padime ko osuru fipa. Hallelujah. Minimise na watchi onyankopon kita wonsem ana minimise na watchi onyankopon ejojo wo kra na wanjojo wo kra nke na no pe minumie ni ase ojojo ye kra enti na omae wo ase ene anope. Hallelujah. Our theme for today is our social responsibility. Our social responsibility. Oman ye timwe asudie a edaminu mienu eso. Ewa asudie edaminu mienu. So we have a social responsibility in the land that we live in. And what is social responsibility? A social responsibility can be defined as a moral obligation that individual or societies should take to benefit the society. It's a moral obligation that an individual, a society, a church should take that benefits the society. This is not about spirituality. This is real issues that today our leaders have put on the board for us to discuss or talk about. wenye honhum nsem we efa nsem a mino mie nu yede atue nim se ye ntwetwe ho emfa empe ekwan bi so a ebetimi aboa ama oman ayetimu asudie a sese eda ye nso a mino mie nu sese eye. We take a look at some of the social responsibilities. Some of the social responsibilities include volunteering your time. It includes going to the food bank. Yemre, yadajin, going to the food bank, organizing soup kitchen for the people around us is our social responsibility as a church. As an individual, you can donate your time to a school. You can donate your time to the society that you live in. You're also expected to pay your taxes. Hallelujah. Be respectful to the environment. We have to be responsible of the environment. Psalm 24 verse 1 says, the earth is of the Lord and everything thereof. We have a social responsibility to ensure that the place is clean, the place is accommodating, and the place is very, very welcoming. We FIA as individuals, this concerns us as individuals. We can also provide mentorship. So oftentimes, our black community lack good mentorship. Our black communities, we lack good mentorship. So as our social responsibility, as an individual, you can provide mentorship to the youth. For me, there is no greater honor. Say, ubibeka se enye asumesi ene boa miyanka bibi amidue me nuho is through mentorship. One of the ways is to provide mentorship. Doesn't matter whether you are old or you are young, you can still provide mentorship. All the examples that I gave pertains to individuals. Examples, I mean, as an individual, your social responsibility. Now let us look at the church. This is where it becomes a little tacky. But we'll talk about it and we'll address it. The church has a social responsibility that needs to play. Giving back to the community, not just to the Ghanaian community. And I don't pay you, say, I want to say, about Mount Zion. And I say, about this area, when was the last time the church organized a soup kitchen to invite the homeless people around us? It's a challenge, not just for the session, but for the entire congregation, because we have a social responsibility to play. Taking care of the vulnerable among us. We have members who need help. We cry to the Lord, and when we are done, we send people home, and people are sick. We don't tend to visit. When people are in need, the church turns a blind side to these individuals. Sebi won peninfo ewe mu a emdimu enye ejuma. Sebi oyewo ekunafo ewe mu. So a social responsibility at the church should rise up to that occasion.
Senke kunafwe impu sebi. Asafunu ebetimi etosika atuwa nkabosumi mbiya edipa ma kunafwe at least for the next 1 year. It's a social responsibility that the church needs to embark on. So today is not about spirituality. Today we are talking about real issues that concerns ourselves and the church as a whole. You have a role to play, I have a role to play. The church in general also has a role to play. People of God, when we talk of social responsibility, when we take it to the corporate world, they have corporate social responsibilities. They call it CSR. And they do these things for specific reasons. They do it to attract or to sell their products or to make their products known to people. So maybe a company like Nike, they will give a certain amount of money to some charity. The reason why they do that is to enhance their image. So you see, when you do your social responsibility, you are enhancing your image. And this asafunu yetimi eye social responsibility. We are enhancing the image of the Presbyterian Church and also the body of Christ. Because when we go out there to do these social responsibilities, we either wear our t-shirts to make us known, or we talk about where we are coming from. So maybe the company like Nike, maybe perhaps give about $10,000 to support a specific project. But in the long run, you realize that the $10,000 that they gave has somehow affected their sales. Because now people begin to know who Nike is. So people will go and patronize Nike's product. Penifone come as some say this sika and a ye and nam anasi this can ye sika. Yet a nam ye nam. See it to me discuss ye sika. Aha, it didn't mean you now because you are. Hallelujah. It is Kayisika. Yet in Nam Eyi and Nam, until when we go out there to perform these social responsibilities, we are in fact drawing people closer to us to experience what you and I are experiencing. When we don't do that, it's very difficult for us to go and tell people in the world to come to Christ. Because only Pakuno. When a person comes to Christ, we only cater for their spiritual needs and tend to forget about the other social aspects of their lives. So today the Presbyterian Church is reminding us that we have a role to play. We have a task to play. If you're an individual here and you think this is not real, think about it one more time. Especially for those of us who went through applying to universities, colleges in this country. Giving back to the community plays an important role in the application process. So when a school begins to go through your application and they realize that, oh, this person actually is giving back to the community, you have a different perception in the admission process compared to someone who does not provide or who does not give back to their community. I remember many years ago when I was applying to my master's program, I had to go volunteer to enhance my chances of getting in. So my point this morning is that the more we do these things in our community, the more we are telling people about God. the more we are telling people about Christ. And if we stay here and we don't do these things, it's very difficult for people to join us. So why are we not doing that as a church? Why are we not doing that as individuals? As if we've been watching more church, it's a challenge upon us that the people around us, we will reach out to them. They said that some of it drew, Rebecca said, yeah, barbecue, but not for the church, but for the homeless. Not for the church, but for the homeless. And invite them to come. And when we invite them to come, we have an opportunity to present Christ to them. And they'll be able to join the church also. Hallelujah. Joshua and some of me came, you know, there hasn't been any Bible quotation. These are just real issues that we face in the society that we live in. Now, I will pivot a little bit to the Bible quotations or the Bible verses that we read today. The third Bible reading was reminding us of our social responsibility. Taxes, taxes, taxes. If you have four taxes to AO, I don't know about you, but paying taxes, it's very, very painful. Paying taxes is very, very painful, but it is our social responsibility. On my eye, Timothy requires you and I to pay taxes. The taxes that we pay, excise tax, is used to fix the roads. Our real estate taxes is used to pay our police officers, the fire department, our security men and women. So anytime that you are trying to avoid paying taxes, just remember, say, you offer fire service, nene oma man tema, nae your lack of paying your taxes. Hallelujah. If the police don't show up on time or if they are understaffed, it's because the city or the state does not have enough funds to pay them. And the state gets money through taxes. Uncle Sam will come after you if you don't pay your taxes. IRS will come after you. However long it takes, they will audit you and they'll come to you. I remember many years ago, my accountant filed my taxes for me, and I think he fast fingered some of the numbers. And, you know, let's just say instead of 66, no, he did like 63, like the total income, right? So he filed the taxes, he sent it to me. He asked me to go through, you know, I trusted him, I believe him, and, you know, I just didn't really look into it. And I said, yeah, it's good. He filed the taxes. 3 years later, I filed my taxes and I was waiting for my returns. My child, he said, I didn't know, said, the IRS, I didn't have a few music. So I went to the website and I checked, and it says, you're sending me a letter. You know, I should expect the letter. Okay, so the letter came. When the letter came, they said, 3 years ago, when you file your taxes, you underreported your income by $3,000. It was just $3,000. And it was a genuine mistake. It wasn't like, you know, there was something fishy in there. It was just a genuine mistake. My accountant just did it. I just didn't double check. 3,000. And the penalty was 2,500. So when you don't pay the taxes, IRS will come after you. I'm hoping, say, in 2024, if you are filing your taxes, you file it genuinely. Because they'll come after you. They'll audit. And they'll come after you. So in the third reading, these people were beginning to wonder, is it right for us to pay taxes? Is it right for us to pay taxes? And Jesus Christ was telling them that, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Let's give back to the community what belongs to the community. Hallelujah. Let's give back to the vulnerable among us what belongs to the vulnerable. Let's provide for the vulnerable as individuals and as a church. Having said all of these things, our second Bible reading, we've talked about social responsibilities. We have talked about giving back to the community. We have talked about volunteering our time, providing mentorship to the youth among us. Having said all of these things, Paul now was encouraging the people of Thessalonians or Thessalonica, saying, let us pray for each other. Let us pray for each other. Our second Bible reading from 1 Thessalonians, verses 1 through 10, Paul was encouraging the people that death was imminent. But while we are taking care of the society, while we are providing for our communities, we ought to pray for ourselves. We ought to pray for ourselves. We have many challenges. We have many problems. We pray for each other. Galatians 6:10 says, while we have this opportunity, let us do good to all men. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. So as we have this opportunity, let us do good to all people. I'll pause here for a moment. It says, let us do good to all people. It is not just for the body of Christ, but to all people, for the people around us. We ought to do good to them. Osu wa ye ye good amau no. And cancel ni pakone wa bon hosu na wa ye good amau. The person doing good for you, it's not because the person have it in excess, but it's based on the word of God that says that while we have this opportunity, let us do good to all people. It includes the less privileged in our society, the homeless. We ought to do good to all of them. And especially to the family of believers. Hallelujah. And especially to the family of believers. And at the earlier on, I mentioned that just coming here and praying and going home, sending people home, it's not the best. We ought to do good to all people, and especially our family. As a church, as individuals, our social responsibility is to do good to that person. We have people who are struggling. As a church, we have a responsibility to ensure that these people are doing good. We cannot let our guards down and disappoint these people. Our social responsibility. Our social responsibility. So, now that we have prayed, we have performed our social responsibility. It brings to mind what Moses was doing, our first Bible reading. Ya bom paye ama yenuanomo, ya she yenuanomo ding. While we are giving back to the community, while we are being socially responsible, while we are undertaking projects that benefit the society, Moses is saying that, Lord, show us your glory. Hallelujah. Lord, show us your glory. Lord, show us your glory. In order for the Lord to show us his glory, we need to perform certain things for the Lord to show us his glory. Exodus chapter 33, verses 17 to 19. Verses 17 to 19. I'll stay here for a bit and I'll draw our attention to certain things. Exodus chapter 33, verses 17 to 19. And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Hallelujah. This morning, does the Lord know you by name? Does the Lord know us by our names? What are you doing? What have you done for the Lord? For the Lord to know you by your name. Then Moses said, now show me your glory. Hallelujah. We want the Lord to show us his glory today. But for the Lord to show us his glory, the Lord has to know us. Infinite and numb. Tibia ben ye womu. Obra ben ayebo. Asitina ben ye womu. For the Lord to know us by our name. Now, if the Lord knows us by our name, then what is he doing? Then the Lord is saying this, I'll cause my goodness to pass in front of you. Hallelujah. I don't know if you understand what the Lord means by he will pass his goodness to go in front of you. When the Lord's goodness goes in front of you, he opens doors. Hallelujah. When the Lord's goodness goes in front of you, there is healing. When the Lord goodness goes in front of you, there are changes. But the Lord has to know you and I. He has to know us by our names. And I'll proclaim my name in your presence. I'll have mercy. This is what the Lord is saying this morning. While we are performing our social responsibilities, while we are praying for each other, the Lord is saying that we still have to live a good life for him to know us by our names so that his blessings can be upon us. I'll have compassion. The Lord says he will have compassion upon us. His compassion brings healing. Some of us are struggling with sicknesses. It won't be how you die and to me and nay ye. And there may be a room. There are things that are ripping us apart. But when the goodness of the Lord goes in front of us, people see us and they know we are not the same because of his goodness. Hallelujah. This week, may the goodness of the Lord go in front of you. This week, may the Lord know you by your name. This week, stand up, rise up, and perform your social responsibility. It's a call to duty. It's a call to an action. But rather, let us go out there and display an act of love. Let us show people that we are Christians, not just by word, but we are Christians by actions. Let our society know that there is a church called Mount Zion Congregation who are welcoming to the poor, to the homeless, to the downtrodden. We are a church that embraces people who have no place to go. So that when they live here, they go and talk about Mount Zion in a positive image. And ultimately, we bring glory to God. We shouldn't just seek out for the well-being of our church members, but also to the outsiders. Let the outsiders know that Christ is love. And when we do this, people will also come and taste the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It is my prayer that this week we'll remind ourselves in the days ahead, in the months ahead, and in the years ahead, as a church, we'll be socially responsible to the people around us. As individuals, we'll provide, we'll be socially responsible. Jesus Christ's demon. Amen.